W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Growing questions about why Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's trip to the hospital was kept from the White House and public for days.
The White House is publicly standing by Austin, saying President Joe Biden and Austin spoke on the phone Saturday and that the conversation was warm. But a U.S. official telling ABC News White House aides are angered by the lack of timely notification. The incident coming amid a heated election, with former President Trump calling on Austin to be fired immediately for improper professional conduct.
ABC's M. Nguyen. A door plug that came flying off an Alaska Airlines jetliner Friday as it was extending out of Portland, Oregon, has been found. A school teacher found the piece in his backyard. It'll help with the investigation. Police in Silt, Colorado, investigating an apparent altercation between Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and her ex-husband. Unclear what happened, but Boebert's campaign put out a statement saying she did not punch her ex in the face. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Busy day for basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Badgers men's team hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Rockets in Houston. The Bucks are back home Monday night against the Utah Jazz. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 2-1 win last night at Notre Dame. The Badgers now with an 8-game winning streak. They're 17-4. Those two teams play again today. NFL, the Packers host the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Player of the Week. I asked Love about the tradition of winning in Green Bay.
I think there's so much tradition here in Green Bay, and the main tradition is winning. And, you know, I think, obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of success in the past, but we try to focus on getting better every week, continue that winning tradition, and obviously getting into the playoffs is a huge tradition here as well. So, you know, I think that's what we're looking forward to more than anything is going out, finishing the season off right, and getting a shot in the playoffs.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a big winter storm that's going to bring snow starting late today, continuing tonight through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Overall amounts of about 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches possible by the time everything winds down late Tuesday night. Then late tomorrow night, the wind will kick in, creating blowing snow. Cloudy snow starting late today. We'll get to 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help him find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
The Zone. Being with you makes us happy as pigs in mud. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
What a way to kick off the first full work week of 2024 with a Packers win and a spot in the playoffs. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. And I'll tell you what, it's sweet to be doing the show after a Packers win. What a game. I was surrounded by friends and a bucket of beer. There were a few Bears fans where we were, and the look on their faces was worth kind of the roller coaster of a season we've had. And when it comes to the weather, the news has been less exciting until now. Snow is coming, and a lot of it. Our ag meteorologist Stu Muck will be joining us live with a look at our wintry forecast that could bring 5 to 8 inches this week. In other agribusiness news, FarmAid has given out its year-end round of grants. 97 farm organizations got a total of just under $1 million. Five of these groups are in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Farmers Union, Marble Seed, and the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute are among them. The money aims to help those organizations provide services to farmers and improve communication with consumers. In 1985, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp organized the first Farm Aid concert, and they did it to raise money to keep farm families on the land. Dave Matthews joined the bunch in 2001. Margot Price joined in 2021. And over the years, Farm Aid has raised more than $78 million. We've got a lot more for you in the hour, including an in-studio visit with UW Extension. They know that when work slows down in the winter, that gives our mind more time to focus. And sometimes it's on the bad stuff. They've got a free program that will teach you how to focus your energy on improving the farm business instead of dwelling on the negative. But first, we hear from an ag economist visiting Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
Ever wonder what deja vu sounds like? Yeah, something like that. Because that's the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering the greatest soybeans in our history. Again, this year's lineup, led by Dairyland Seed Enlist E3 soybeans, brings even better agronomic characteristics, even tougher weed control, and even higher yield potential. And once again, they're proven to outperform the competition in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest soybean performance results at showmethesoybeanyield.com. That's showmethesoybeanyield.com.
Keeping Wisconsin strong. All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Where are these markets going for agricultural commodities? Let's find out. Dr. Corey Walters with us from the University of Nebraska Agricultural Economics Department. First of all, Corey, one of the things that we're dealing with in the Farm Bill is crop insurance. And I think most people expect crop insurance is going to be in the Farm Bill and maybe be enhanced, but not without challenges. The General Accounting Office doesn't think maybe it's a good idea. There's some money going where maybe it shouldn't, and too much.
Correct. That's the report. I've not read it in a lot of detail yet, but this has been something on the horizon that there are some excess profits floating around in the industry, and they are giving some advice on where those things are at and some potential solutions. Now with that, this is just standard procedure. This is taxpayer dollars coming back. We need to make sure those are used efficiently and effectively. What will actually transpire out of this, that will be a great debate, because there are very good things about crop insurance, particularly, helping rural economies survive and flourish into the future. And of course, there's going to be some hiccups along the road, because it's a complex program with a lot of different interests in it and a lot of different viewpoints. So I don't know which one's the right way, but we should always be looking to make things more efficient and effective.
Folks that are going to write this farm bill are saying that crop insurance is a given. but you do expect it to be tweaked because there is not going to be any extra money. We got to deal with what we've got already financially in a farm bill.
Crop insurance as a whole, as far as the menu of contracts that producers can select from, that's not going anywhere. Where I think the action's going to be is up in the reinsurance side of it and the administrative and operating expenses and all that sort of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And then there's, of course, the question of if you're a really wealthy, large farm, should you be getting the same amount of subsidies as a smaller counterpart? That's a fundamental question that's been going on for a long time. We'll continue to debate this thing of what that means. And there's good sides and bad sides to that argument. It's unclear to me what's the best way to move forward.
Moving forward, too, we're still going to have the private insurers involved in this. The government doesn't want any part, it doesn't seem like, of being in charge of the insurance itself.
Correct, yes. Incentivizing those private insurance companies, those AIPs, to go out and procure contracts has been fantastic because they've done a great job. Agents are very knowledgeable on how the system works. And so, no, that's not going to go anywhere. They will be there. But again, they independently get to select where they operate, how they share in the reinsurance markets, how they pay agents. There's a lot of choices they get. And, you know, if there's some that aren't as efficient with that, you know, that's going to be tougher for them. It appears so moving forward.
And as we do move forward, we get into the new year, we're into the new fiscal year as far as the government is concerned. Cropping situations that we're dealing with, who knows what will happen next year as far as the weather is concerned. But as you look at these markets here at the end of the year going into the new year, are you surprised where they're at being the world situation?
I am never surprised. I am trying to manage a portfolio of what could happen in my farm operation. So very likely quite a few folks have sold some, you know, off the combine, some have some in storage, and some pre-harvest marketed some. So you got to work off an average price. I can't tell you where the price path's going to go into the future, but if you know, leave everything unpriced, you know, you're going to get, you know, that maximum amount of uncertainty, and then you know, relieving some of that by selling something, you're working on an average price. So always think about your average price, because going forward it's unpredictable. There's too many forces that can enter the market and push it in ways that we can't fathom right now.
The forces we can fathom, though, are China as far as imports, South America as far as exports, what's going on in Ukraine. Are there other forces that you're looking at, some unforeseen forces that we don't see that you see in your research?
They'll be revealed when they reveal themselves, if they are. I still can't stress enough about thinking about that average price, knowing that there are things in the woods that haven't revealed themselves yet. And always remember that the commodity prices we see today are opinion. They're opinion of buyers and sellers who are actively trading those, and that can change at any moment in time. And I'm always on the side of it's good to have some unsold crop somewhere in the system, because you never know what opportunities could come, but we always have to accept the downside risk of that as well.
How do we look at the unsold crop? We've got, you know, maybe one of the best jobs I have right now is a grain bin salesman, because there's a lot of crop stored on farm, a lot of uncertainty and unhappiness with the current prices we have. So how do you look at that as far as a price point? Every farm different?
Well, of course, but the big picture ones are, you know, what's the carry in the futures market, and then what's your local basis doing to incentivize you to let loose of that? And we have to put our mind back in the current price that we're seeing now. That this price path, we can't go back to what it was a year ago. We have to stay forward looking and look at that what the market's offering us now. And of course, you know, we're getting into the holiday season here. You know, there may not be a lot of buying going on right now because people are ending, you know, going places, doing things. So maybe prudent to wait to the beginning part of next year. And then, of course, on the seasonality front, you know, you got to get into May to June for that.
As far as looking at the charts of what, you know, the Chinese might need, you know, what we can export out of Ukraine, their fight with Russia. How much up in the air are some of those situations still, or can we put any positivity at all into saying this is what China has to have? They can only get so much from South America. I mean, there are a lot of wild cards out there.
Yes, there's a lot of wild cards, and you're reminding me of a story from some traders here a few years ago that were over there in China visiting, and they asked them, how do you count how much corn or whatever commodity it is out in the countryside? And the Chinese official looked back at him. He said, well, it's really easy. He said, we just wait until we hear what you guys say is here.
And so how reliable is something like that as far as a farmer is concerned to find that price?
So the excitement in that part is we have to wait until they come in and start buying. And we don't know if they will or not, but we have to be there with some grain to sell them if they do enter it, and know that if they don't, you know, the downside may end up on us. But always have a chance for some upside. We don't know when they'll enter. They'll keep their cards close to them.
Are there other countries, of course, Mexico, Canada, Japan, China, the wild card kind of, are there other countries, other parts of the world that could rise up and be a factor here in the future, do you see?
You're on the purchasing side? Yeah, nothing comes to my mind right now, but that's why I have, you know, unsold commodities in the bend, because we never know. Because they keep their cards close, and then it hits. And then all of a sudden it becomes front page news, and the traders start trading it, and speculators enter the market, and prices go up.
So as we go forward, some advice at the end of the year, going into the next marketing year, before we get into planting season, as far as looking at these markets?
Accept the markets that we're in. You know, look forward. You can't look back. Don't get depressed about it. There still can be some reasonable profitability in this. Use seasonality in your advantage. The seasonality can give you some gains of trading over time. But you know, a few years will take a lick here or there. But seasonality generally, of course, through time will work well.
Are you surprised that corn has gotten so close down to $4 as it has?
No. My price range is quite wide. It's often what we don't see that could have happened that's more important than what's actually happened. And we always have to remember that it's we only get one price path a year, and there's thousands, millions of ways it can evolve this year. It happened to go down.
Got to be flexible.
Totally flexible, and become immune to these things where it doesn't put you in a financial bind with the banker.
Very good, Dr. Corey. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Corey Walter from the University of Nebraska, ag economist, visiting Wisconsin. I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Celebration Center.
If your conversations always start with the weather, welcome to the Midwest Farm Report.
And the weather was certainly a conversation this weekend once we started getting the alerts about a winter storm on its way. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you this morning. Thanks for joining us on a Monday. It's time now for your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update with Stu Muck. Stu, what time will Mother Nature kick into high gear this week? And just how much is she going to drop on us?
Well, Stephanie, I think tonight is the night when things will begin, when that precipitation will be starting up and will most likely be starting to add up as well for a lot of us. I mean, you look at the map across Wisconsin and there starts out this evening, you know, 9 o'clock and later, with a winter weather advisory in parts of southern and eastern Wisconsin. That becomes a winter storm warning then overnight. And that winter storm warning extends all the way from southeast Minnesota, northeast Iowa, and northwest Illinois, right up through southern into eastern and northeast Wisconsin. You get further to the northwest, oh, up toward Black River Falls and further north before we talk just about a winter storm watch that goes into effect later today. It all has to do with low pressure that is going to move up out of the southwest. A strong storm we're going to watch down in the panhandle of Texas, Oklahoma today, moves into Oklahoma, southeast Missouri by late tonight, early tomorrow, and heads up toward Indiana as we make our way through late Tuesday into Wednesday. There's rain and snow down in Kansas, Oklahoma, and a little rain, snow, freezing rain mix in eastern Nebraska. Some snow falling in southern Wisconsin, northwest Iowa, South Dakota already. And all of that activity will advance east and northeast and move up into Wisconsin, where we expect to see all kinds of precipitation and winds that get stronger. Wind gusts already tonight up toward 25, tomorrow to 30 miles per hour. Add new snow to that. You've got a wet, sloppy mess without good visibility, slippery conditions without a doubt. We are going to talk about winter weather as we make our way on through late tonight, certainly into the day Tuesday, improving by Wednesday, getting colder then later in the week. We'll save all the details and have them for you right after this.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And remember that you can be a part of the weather forecast too by telling us what you're seeing in the field and in the sky. All you have to do is send us a text. Our talk text line number is 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. And Stu, I just remembered this morning that we haven't started our snowblower yet this winter. And if she doesn't start, well, it sounds like I'll be getting my workout by shoveling.
You'll be on that shovel, but, you know, take it easy, too. Don't overdo it. We have to remember all of those things as well. But let's roll into this Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast. And, of course, we have the winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories and the like. And a lot of those kicking in toward this evening and tonight. And then later tonight, the winter storm warning really covering southern Wisconsin. We have a cloudy Monday in store. Not too bad for this time of the year. Freezing in a bit above 32 to 34 degrees all across the southern half of the state. And I'd expect south winds at 5 to 10 to become east a bit later. It's tonight that some snow develops. Cloudy skies, of course. Temps dropping back to about 30, upper 20s here and there. East winds gusting up to 25. Snow blowing in the southern, call it half of the state, and an inch or two could accumulate already late tonight. Cloudy, windy, and snow tomorrow. Temps at freezing are just above. East winds 5 to 15, gusting around 30. That's where snow amounts, going to say the heaviest, La Crosse, Mauston, and up toward the Fox Valley. We're talking about some possible 4 to 6 inches of snow on top of a couple of inches possible tonight. And by tomorrow, still cloudy with some snow ending tonight, that is. Mostly cloudy by Wednesday. Cooler, only about 30. And the northwest winds 5 to 15 become southwest later in the day. And it does get colder later in the week, Stephanie. But if you've kind of figured it out, I'm looking at the heaviest snow from the Quad Cities and Dubuque and up toward Mauston and into central Wisconsin. And it could be 6 to 10 inches in that area. and everybody else kind of east and west, just a little bit lighter, a couple of inches less. But it's going to be pretty snowy through the day tomorrow.
Pretty snowy, and maybe the first time that we've seen this kind of amount yet this year, you know, throughout the winter season. So safety going to be a huge factor this week.
Going to be a huge factor, and we're getting a lot of moisture out of this too, but we are going to have to be careful, especially later tonight and tomorrow.
We'll talk more about that with you, Stu, tomorrow morning. Again, Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck along with us for your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. You can visit compeer.com to learn more. The ethanol industry is optimistic about what's happening in Washington, D.C. That story is coming to you yet this morning.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Growing questions about why Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's trip to the hospital was kept from the White House and public for days.
The White House is publicly standing by Austin, saying President Joe Biden and Austin spoke on the phone Saturday and that the conversation was warm. But a U.S. official telling ABC News White House aides are angered by the lack of timely notification. The incident coming amid a heated election, with former President Trump calling on Austin to be fired immediately for improper professional conduct.
ABC's M. Nguyen. A door plug that came flying off an Alaska Airlines jetliner Friday as it was extending out of Portland, Oregon, has been found. A school teacher found the piece in his backyard. It'll help with the investigation. Police in Silt, Colorado, investigating an apparent altercation between Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and her ex-husband. Unclear what happened, but Boebert's campaign put out a statement saying she did not punch her ex in the face. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Busy day for basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clins with sports. In college hoops, the Badgers men's team hosts the Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Rockets in Houston. The Bucks are back home Monday night against the Utah Jazz. College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 2-1 win last night at Notre Dame. The Badgers now with an 8-game winning streak. They're 17-4. Those two teams play again today. NFL, the Packers host the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love named the NFC Player of the Week. I asked Love about the tradition of winning in Green Bay.
I think there's so much tradition here in Green Bay, and the main tradition is winning. And, you know, I think, obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of success in the past, but we're trying to focus on getting better every week, continue that winning tradition, and obviously getting into the playoffs is a huge tradition here as well. So, you know, I think that's what we're looking forward to more than anything is going out, finishing the season off right, and getting a shot in the playoffs.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wild.
We have a big winter storm that's going to bring snow starting late today, continuing tonight through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Overall amounts of about 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches possible by the time everything winds down late Tuesday night. Then late tomorrow night, the wind will kick in, creating blowing snow. Cloudy snow starting late today. We'll get to 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I asked myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Really big and really good. He was kind of like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. He like understood it.
Did the chickens come home to roost last night? We'll find out. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Welcome back on a Monday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. A reminder that portions of East Central, South Central, and Southeast Wisconsin are in a winter weather advisory from 9 p.m. today to 6 a.m. tomorrow, and then we'll be in a winter storm warning from 6 a.m. Tuesday to 3 a.m. Wednesday. Total snow accumulations could add up to 9 inches or so, with winds gusting at around 40 miles per hour. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. You can get the latest road conditions by calling 511. In other news, today marks Plow Monday, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. Plow Monday is the traditional start of the English agricultural year, and it's generally the first Monday after Epiphany. It was the day for the menfolk to return to work after the holidays, although no work was actually done on this day. It was a celebration for farm workers. A group of men would bring a plow to the villages for singing and dancing, and in the evening, there would be a big supper to celebrate Plow Monday, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This is a time of year that can be really difficult for folks, whether it's the holidays or the finances. It doesn't help that in the dead of winter, we've got downtime to dwell on some of these issues. UW Extension Specialist Joy Kirkpatrick joins us in studio because Extension is putting on a course that will help you turn those thoughts around and focus on how to improve the farm business. Joy, why don't you start by reminding us that we're not alone. A lot of farm families experience stress this time of year.
For a lot of farms, they're finishing up, starting to look at their financials from the previous year, trying to think about what is it that we could improve or change so that it's a better year in 2024. So that time of year, and I think also things slow down with the production part of it for, you know, a lot of farms. And so this is the time that they're able to maybe focus a bit more. And then that may stress them out a little bit because of thinking about the financials. And then also, you know, coming off the holidays, there may have been some conversations that didn't go very well, right? And just thinking about what is it that we can improve and change to make our relationships better as well as our business. I think that is a lot of reason people may be a little stressed out at this particular point here in the first of the year.
UW Extension is hosting, it's going on now, Turning Stress into Success, helping farmers navigate through this difficult time of year. So Joy, tell us, what is Extension offering?
We are offering a new program. It's called Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success. And it is an opportunity if a farm owner or a farm business has something that they're really wanting to work on, right? Maybe there's something that's really kind of nagging them. It's like, oh, I need to address that issue. Or maybe they're just looking at, here's the beginning of 2024. What are some really intentional things that we can do in the next few months to really put us in a better position, right? It could maybe be, you know, looking at modernizing or becoming more efficient or thinking about some adding a new enterprise to bring in more income or use your resources better. Anything that you might be thinking about, or if there's something that's kind of stressing you, this series, which is actually, it's an online course. It's, we have some, what we call modules. So you go through modules on your own, self-paced online. We've got different series of things, videos and that sort of thing. And then we're going to meet as a group by Zoom. Our first meeting's February 2nd. Then we build again to with those online self-paced things. And it goes, you know, we're starting here in January. We want you to go through some modules. And then we go through those modules throughout almost to the end of March. So it gives you some time to really think about the things that you want to do and put together some goals and some action steps. So that would be, if people are like, well, why would I want to do this? Like, the take home is that by the end of the course, we help you develop an action step or an action plan that helps you address those stressors that you've identified at the very first of it. So, and then also we will work with farms even after March to kind of be that accountability person. So we can reach out and say, hey, this was the action step that you said you were going to take. Where are you on that? What other things do you need to do? So it's just a really a way to give long-term planning sort of a structure for people and some support.
Joy, have you done programs like this in the past? What has been the responses from other people who have attended?
Yeah, that's a great question. We did what we would consider a pilot of the content, right? The materials. We did it in person in 2022. And people were really able to make some pretty significant decisions and changes. We taught them strategies that they could continue using, right? One of the strategies that we found farmers will come back to is a SWOT analysis. I don't know if people know what that is, but it's an acronym for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So it gives you an opportunity to look at your farm kind of broadly, like what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? What are some opportunities that we can maybe take advantage of, or what are some threats that we really need to sort of mitigate that risk? And we have farmers who are saying, we do a SWOT analysis, you know, every few months just to make sure that we're on top of what we can do and how we can make changes to our farm. And we've had farms that have started working through succession plans after they've taken this, because that was the thing that they really wanted to talk about. People who have started new enterprises after taking this class. And so we decided to do this virtual hybrid where they do some things on their own and then meet with us as a group, because we want to build that peer learning sort of community. And that's why we want to do those Zoom meetings that are live.
And space is limited. Joy, how much room is left?
We have room for about probably 3 more farms. And technically, the module 1 opened up on January 1st. But if people want to register now, we can get them signed up into the course.
What does cost look like?
For this particular program, because it is a pilot, it is free.
So if you find yourself during the slow time of the year dwelling on the negative, this free UW Extension course can help you turn that energy toward a goal or a new opportunity for your farm business. You can find the details at the Division of Extension website. Extension Specialist Joy Kirkpatrick joining us in studio, reminding us that they've still got space in their free online course called Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success. As you heard earlier, farms who have taken this course before found new tools to help get the business through some challenges, and you could get those tools as well. Before we take a look at our commodity markets this morning, here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture. 47 farmer-led groups got $1 million in watershed protection grants. The dollars come from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The money supports producer-led conservation by encouraging on-the-ground efforts to improve soil health and water quality. This is the 9th round of grant awards since the funding was first made available in the 2015 state budget. Interest continues to exceed what's available. This funding cycle got the highest amount of requests in the history of the program. You can see which farmer-led watershed groups got a grant at MidwestFarmReport.com. Grain markets are starting the week off in the red. From Chicago, cash corn is down a quarter of a cent at 460 and a half. December new crop corn is down a penny and a half at 492 and a half. Cash beans are trading down 4.5 cents at 1251 and three quarters. And November new crop beans are down a penny and three quarters at 1206 and three quarters. Cash wheat is down 8 3/4 cents at 607 and a quarter. And July new crop wheat is down 8.5 at 626 and a half. Moving on to our dairy markets, the February Class 3 milk contract is trading up 3 cents at 1556 a hundredweight. The March contract is up 7 cents at 1623. On the close Friday, barrel cheese was down a half a cent at $1.41. The 40-pound block cheese was down 2 cents at $1.43.5. And AA butter closed down 7.5 cents at $2.57.5. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday. Thanks for tagging along with us this morning. And to round out the hour, Charity Seebecker talks with the American Coalition for Ethanol. The industry is optimistic about consumer trends and policy that will influence ethanol in the new year. Stick around for that.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Goodman's.
Here's a crew perfectly comfortable using baler twine as a belt. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Ethanol industry leaders are optimistic about the future of the industry and E15. That's according to Brian Jennings, CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Jennings says that they're currently facing an oversupply. He explains more about how the Renewable Fuel Standard and Inflation Reduction Act are impacting the future of the industry.
Usually this time of year, we're waiting on EPA to give us some sort of idea what the blending obligation is going to be for next year. But we don't have to worry about that because this time around, EPA set a rule for 3 years at a time. So we sort of know the rules of the road right now. About 15 billion gallons is what will be required for conventional biofuel through 2025. We wanted something a little bit more than that, to be honest with you, but it's generally okay as long as the Biden administration continues to hold the line on these small refinery exemptions. Those were exemptions that refineries got in the past that really undermined the physical blending of E85 and E15, but the Biden administration has discontinued that practice of those small refinery exemptions. So we feel like the RFS is on a little better track now. And we won't really have any future RFS rulemaking until either this time next year around the election or post-election. And that will be for the 2026 and beyond calendar years. So we're in this sort of holding pattern right now on the RFS, and that's probably okay.
What about the status of E15 and other activity that's impacting those higher blends?
Yeah, so the RFS can help drive E15, but the problem with the E15 issue is that we don't have this nationwide solution in place yet, right? So we got this emergency waiver this summer from the Biden administration where it could be sold in all states during the summer months. Now we have sort of a two-track approach that we're taking to try and solve this issue once and for all. One is the Midwest governors have taken the initiative to petition EPA to allow E15 in their states. And EPA has tentatively proposed to give them the green light. So what we're waiting on is sort of the final approval of this petition for these eight Midwestern states, which is a big deal because those eight states comprise about half of the E15 locations in the country. But we need a nationwide solution. And so we are also, the second approach that we're pursuing is this legislative approach where we're working with Congress, Republicans and Democrats in Congress, to enact legislation to permanently and nationwide allow for E15 year-round. And what I can tell you and your listeners is that we believe we are closer than ever before to making progress on this. We've come close in the past in Congress, but not quite gotten over the finish line. We're getting closer and closer, and so we're working hard to do that so we can just sort of take care of this issue once and for all.
And now transitioning kind of to that Inflation Reduction Act, how is that affecting things right now with the credits, funds, biofuel infrastructure, things like that? Where's that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of money, all right, in this Inflation Reduction Act, and it's sort of hard to keep track of everything. I think the first part to describe is that USDA is doing an excellent job of rolling out the opportunity for retailers and others to get their hands on upwards of $500 million to get more infrastructure in place for E15 and E85. You know, we have over 3,000 locations in more than 30 states selling E15. We have about 6,000 locations around the country that are selling E85, but we need more, and that's what this USDA money will help us do. We'll really expand opportunities for retailers to sell those blends. So that's the first part. The IRA also contains these new tax credits that could be incredibly lucrative for clean fuel producers, sort of rewarding energy producers that lower their carbon footprint. So there's a sustainable aviation fuel tax credit right now. So that's an important feature we're looking at and needing the GREET model to be used to determine the carbon intensity there. There's a new tax credit called the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit. It kicks in 2025. That would pay ethanol producers and others upwards of $1 a gallon based on their carbon intensity. So it's really important that we work with Treasury to get that done properly. And what we're really trying to do is make sure that farmers and the activities that they engage in reduce tillage, more efficient use of their nitrogen fertilizer, cover crops, things that help reduce the carbon intensity of the corn being delivered to ethanol facilities. We want those kinds of farming practices to be rewarded through this tax credit so farmers can get in on the action too. So that's a priority for us.
And you kind of touched on that clean fuel regulation. Can you touch a little on that and how you guys are helping to kind of secure farmers' access to those markets?
Yeah, so it's not just the United States. Countries around the world are enacting these policies or regulations that require you, if you're a fuel supplier, to demonstrate you're reducing your carbon intensity, that you're reducing your impact on the environment. And Canada is a great example. They have this new clean fuel regulation. It kicked in on July 1st. And one of the features of that we really like and we'd like to replicate in the United States from Canada is that Canada does appear to be allowing some of these farm practices I just talked about, cover crops in some parts of the country, reduced use of nitrogen fertilizer or more efficient use of nitrogen fertilizer, and reduced tillage practices to help count towards the carbon footprint of ethanol. So the ethanol plants selling into Canada are going to earn a premium for their lower carbon fuel, and they ought to be helping them pay farmers part of that premium for delivering them corn that has lower carbon intensity. So Canada's demonstrating, I think, to the world, certainly to the U.S., hey, if we can do this, you can as well. So we want to use Canada as a good example.
Kind of now backing out a little bit, provide an overview of just the state of the ethanol industry and marketplace right now, what we're kind of dealing with now, but even then looking forward, what's projections?
Yeah, the industry has really had a healthy year. We're in an oversupply situation. We produce over 15 billion gallons of ethanol in the United States, and domestically we're using just a little bit over 14 billion gallons. How do we overcome that supply-demand imbalance? More E15 and E85 use, like you and I have talked about. So we're working on that, but the way we've addressed that in the past, and it'll continue to be the case this year, is that countries like Canada have high demand for U.S. ethanol. So that supply-demand imbalance is really taken up by the export markets. There's strong export demand around the country. So what we see in an industry, ethanol producers are doing well. Ethanol prices are down from where they were a year ago, but corn prices are down from where they were a year ago as well. And I got to tell you, natural gas prices are substantially down from where they were a year ago. And so the profit picture looks pretty good for these producers. They should be returning, you know, profits, revenues, dividends to their shareholders, and I know they're doing that, which strengthens rural America. So I would say the story of the industry is that things are going really well. We need to get E15 year-round and keep making progress on things like climate smart agriculture.
That was Brian Jennings, CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol. With export markets strengthening, a strong demand, and lower corn prices, the industry looks to be in a good shape going into 2024. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Today is the deadline to apply to the USDA for jobs helping folks get rural clean energy grants. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
USDA Rural Development is looking to hire what it calls climate change fellows, who would assist farmers, ranchers, and rural small businesses in applying for clean energy grants. Senior Energy Counselor Claire Sieroski.
They're for people that don't necessarily have a lot of experience in climate change. You don't have to be a climate change expert. Maybe it's an interest of yours. Maybe it's something that you care a lot about. Ideally, maybe you do have some kind of degree related to it, but you don't have to. And the idea of the fellows is to kind of get your foot into the door in this space and be able to work on something related to climate change.
Sieroski urges quick action if you want to apply. The deadline is today, and once the agency gets 300 applications, the window will close.
Help solve part of that crisis with us and join us as a climate fellow. And there are 2-year positions that can be extended for 2 more years for a total of 4 years. And again, they're really for entry-level folks that are interested in working on this issue, that are passionate maybe about climate change and want to do something about it.
To learn more, do a web search for Climate Fellows USDA or follow the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Say it with me, the Bucks insist. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support
support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. At NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at CivicMedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.